What's up, guys? It's your girl Tina, also known as Omo, whatever you want to call me. Welcome back to another episode of Amiibo. If you're new here, welcome to the Amiibo fam. You can always follow us, like us, go listen to our old episodes. And yeah, if you're old and you're coming back, welcome back. You already know what's going down. This is part 5 of Girl Time, so sit back and enjoy the episode. And that is actually sad.
And then, you know, like, I feel like it's the same case with, like I remember when I was in secondary school. You know, because I was a Catholic, right? They used to expect that I'm the holiest in the world, you know. So any small bad thing I do, they're like, I should be Catholic.
Ever since, you see, from the very first day I entered boarding school, they knew that there was something wrong with my head. From the very first day I entered that boarding school, I know it is very hard to live up to your siblings. You can imagine, my brother went to boarding school, you know, he was calm, you know, people liked him. My sister went there, they gave her head girl, she won all the awards, everything. So imagine living up to that expectation, you know, and I already had a lot of pressure on me, you know. So imagine, and me, now I've improved, you know, but when I was younger, I had no chill. I still have no chill, don't get me wrong. But when I was younger, it was way worse, you know. I feel like I would lash out at everything that somebody did to me. And I would always respond, right?
But that's why I was mad. First week of school, they already reported her to the principal for fighting. First week. They called me to the principal's office, you know? And they were like, is this your sister? I said, yes, that's my sister. They said, how would she be fighting on the first week of school? I said, yeah, I don't know what happened. But when she explained to me everything that happened, I trusted and believed that she was right. Because imagine just two boys telling just one girl to kneel down for me. Because they're in the school.
Did he try to talk to you or something?
Listen, I was on my own. I was not doing anything, minding my own business, you know. And the thing is that the reason why they were in just two is because they skipped grade 5. And I didn't skip grade 5. So, we're the same set, though. You just skipped grade 5 and I did grade 6. You know, so I entered just one. I know, Nigerians have this problem of, seniority complex. It's a big problem in Nigeria. Not even just in high school, but, in general, Nigerians think that just because they're older than you, they can do a whole bunch of fuck shit.
Yes. I hate so much.
Me, I feel like respect is reciprocal, you know? Feel like if you respect me, that's when I'm supposed to respect you. But anyways, back to the story. So, me, I was just walking, doing my own thing, with my own, with my supposed friends at the time, you know, some girls I met first day of school.
Supposed, that's a good
But, you know, and now you are going to hear why I called them supposed. So, we're now walking, and then these, two shorts, I think at that time they were, 5'3", 5'2", you know, very short piece of shit, came up to me, and then they were like, hey, you stop there. And I turned around and I was like, I looked at my friend. I was like, do you hear anything speaking? Because this boy was so small, you know. And then she's like, yeah, the Mumu idiot girl was like, there's two boys in front of you.
Hell.
Yeah, and I was like, some people don't see them. So I just kept on walking. They're like, look at how disrespectful you're being. Come back here, you know. Come on, kneel down here. Can you imagine? Just one. Come on, kneel down here, Junior. And I was like, I know you're not talking to me. Excuse me, break is almost over. And you know me, when I'm hungry, it's even worse.
Ah.
So, I'm walking, and then this boy is literally dragging me back. So, I don't even know them from anywhere. So, I just turned around. That's how I lost my tool, you know, and I just slapped his face. That's how it started. Two of these boys jumped me. They jumped me, and I was beating both of them. And the friends that I called my friend, I asked them to come and help me. They ran. That's how the bell rang. We're still there fighting. You know, you are calling me fat. You are calling me so many things. They were bullying me, physically and mentally.
Once they realize that they can't really hurt you physically, they go for the mental.
Yes. So that was how the principal now came. And then, you know, it was like, you come here. Like, I wanted to run, but I was fast, but I said, you're running. And I couldn't run. I just stood there. I was like, you know what? Just catch me. Yeah. Like, I'll just go.
Mm-hmm. I'm not yeah, well, that's last.
But the rest of them ran and everything. So, like, I was sitting there in the office there, and I was literally begging this principal. I begged this man. I was like, listen, you can do anything, but don't call but my don't parents. Don't call my parents. Because before I entered school, my parents had already given me this pep talk about how if I get in trouble, like, they're going to send me to the village.
Who were?
Like, that's how bad I was, you know? So he said, okay, you know what? I'll plug you. I won't call your parents and everything. So he was like, okay, what's your name? I was like, Pepecha. Pepecha who? Pepecha Otemi. He's like, and then he turned around and was like, Oche who? Oh, this man goes, God, come with the head girl. And then my sister comes, and then she looks at me. She's like, oh, God. What did she do? And then, you know, the principal's like, Precious, you know, like, is this your sister? And then Precious hesitates, and she's like, yes.
I said yes.
And this man was so shocked. He's like, you are the head girls, you know, sister, you are behaving like this.
She's the head girls, mm-hmm.
Mind you. So, like, after finally explaining why I fought, you know, the principal actually took some pity on me. Ended up, he said, I had to flog you for fighting on school grounds, but I will flog them more. Because, you know, they have no distance to begin with, I do. And I didn't even know, say, after, like, I got flogged and everything, this Mumu man, that's why they fired him. This Mumu man still called my father. Still called my father.
Anyway, that's guy, they look like all the principals and staff, right? They like drama. They like it being inside.
I know those boys.
That's their source of entertainment.
The funny thing about those boys is that after, I don't even know, like, my sister's sex, right? They are her sex boys. I don't even know why, but they used to like me so much. Like, they because I was my sister's sister, I'm not even going to lie, like, they actually helped me in boarding school. Like, being my sister's junior sister, you know, give me an upper hand, everything.
Because your sister has clout.
Yes, so like, I was always getting, like, you don't even understand how much trouble I'd be in, bro. Like, my sister would literally enter my class, and sometimes I would just kneeling down. Or teachers come to my sister to complain about me and say that I'm a noise maker, or I'll be disrupting the class, or I don't do my homework, or I don't have no books. Like, they literally go to my sister to always complain about me. And at a point, my sister was just so tired about it. So every time, like, they would report me to my sister, she would just come and she'd like, Pepecha, I'll flog you. Like, she would just flog me.
Guys, I never experienced that. I mean, I experienced low-key, because Brigham's like a boarding school, but I never experienced that whole seniors can just come and do whatever the fuck they want. Because
you're lucky.
The way I would actually like beg.
Some seniors are fuckers, I beg.
I didn't spend that much time in boarding school, but like I can see the seniors. Like, there are some seniors there. Some seniors are really nice. Don't get me wrong, but there's some seniors. I see that, like, the devil is the one that controls them.
Like,
I
swear. How do you feel like you have that kind of power, like, over somebody's child? To wake me up, somebody's 9 months.
I'm not even joking. No, at the point I'll get angry, I'm going to stall it to that unity. I'm not joking. Like,
it did not used to make sense. See, there was this one. In fact, Omo, you know Kamsi, right? Her older brother was a demon. Let me just tell you straight up. Nobody liked him. He was horrible. Senior Kenechuku. Ha! He wakes somebody up around 2 a.m. They'll be like, yeah, Senior Kenechuku, what is it? He'll be like, go and get me an iPhone charger. In boarding school, from where? One of my set mates, he woke him up and told him, go and make me Indomie. Indomie was contraband in school. Some people had, he sure went around hostel, begged. He got Indomie. He made it inside Ketun, brought it and gave him.
Ketun Indomie actually slapped. Yeah.
He made it and he gave him all. So in Kenechuku held Indomie like this and threw the hot Indomie fresh from Ketun in his face.
What
is it? Where is the boiled egg? Ah!
That kind of thing. Now to expel that kind of thing. Because if you get hurt, if he gets hurt, boy gets hurt, what is he going to say?
Literally, sorry, that's it. Guy, I'm doing my parents to look for
I
him.
Swear.
Ah!
Girl, I have to
know. It became a huge issue in school.
Though. I have to suffer in story. When I was just one, every morning, I carry at least 15 buckets of water. Let me tell you how it happens. I'll fetch my bucket of water to go and bed, right? Most senior will say, leave me that bucket of water. I'll bring them the water. They will use my bucket of water. I'm going to have to start fetch another bucket of water. That's how I'll fetch. Until one particular senior will just, or meet you on the senior and be like, I'm not sure yet. And then they will ask me why. I mean, I cannot snitch the seniors because they will kill me.
Hey!
They will kill me. I say, there's no space for me to work. This woman will not, like, she'll help me carry, like, water and then I'm going
to
shower.
That never happened to me because I was waking up at 2 a.m. to shower. I went
no, this was just, you know, I moved from Selamaris to Divine Mercy.
Okay.
Selamaris was brutal. Selamaris was wicked. Oh, Jesus. I lost it. My first visiting day, mommy passed me. She didn't recognize me.
That happened to me too.
She passed me. I went to meet Prosper. Where is your sister? Mommy, you just passed her there. She's nice. That was where my
Jesus.
I was so scared. Oh my God. She couldn't recognize me.
Guys, why are boarding schools like that, though? Hmm. Like, think about it.
They're breeding grounds for demons, bro. Like
abuse.
Trauma. If you didn't go through anything traumatic like that, in boarding school, then
you were not in boarding school.
Wrong. You did it wrong.
I
went to Cherryfield or which other school? I'll be saying, oh yeah, I went to boarding. You did not go to boarding school, my guy. Your school is fancy guy. Let me know if you talk. No. People were having parties.
I never had that shower. Although, at the point, I realized I had that showering problem where, like, it would be like they'll enter there, they'll come with all the hot water, like, all the seniors in my hostel, like, when they used to shower, they'll use all the hot water. When you enter there, it's not be cold. I'm actually entering there around 5 a.m. to shower.
You even enjoy the divine medicine. In summer, it was only cold water we had.
I started waking up at 2-3 a.m. to shower before everybody, so that when you know we wake up and everything, I'll just change into my this auntie matron decided to give me garbage duty. Garbage duty. That was my duty. Packing
I never bathed with hot water until I got the kettle to start boiling water. It was cold water straight.
Yes,
and imagine bathing. God forbid, man. And we had stalls, so we had to like hang our
towel,
wrap our towel on this thing if you want privacy. If not, free for all. Nobody. Hey, God.
Yeah.
My friends now come with their nonsense mind. Come and carry my towel, and I'll start running.
Mm-mm.
Imagine.
I used to do that thing with them.
Even ironing shades was very scarce. I remember so well. Like,
yeah, ironing snow clothes, just praying. Let me not burn it. Let me not burn it.
Much stuff like you
see. Did you guys have that iron with like the yellow kini?
Yes, Philips.
That iron Philips. Is a G. That iron is a G.
That iron survived everything.
Literally. No, that iron is the best iron ever.
I swear. That iron will go down in our history.
That's what every single student
has. I swear.
Just spray a little water on your clothes. That means straight up. Guy, I hated waking up early for church to iron my clothes though.
Okay. Church.
In Bingham, like, they were on the Disney early for choir members, you know, anything like that. So you have to wake up and start ironing clothes and all that. Before they will not off the hostel one.
If you're excused, you get punished. I remember, like, on assembly ground, like, people used to walk around. Not even just preachers, like, even teachers used to walk around, you know, to check, like, clean students, test students, and everything. Let me tell you, like, they legit used to ask us, but if your hairstyle was not, like, the right hairstyle,
yes.
Or if your hair was rough, you get punished. No, there's so many unnecessary things. If your nails were too long, you would get punished for being untidy. And there's this thing that we used to do in our school, right, in Divine Mercy. It was called, like dirtiest class of the week.
Yeah.
Where, like, guy, it cannot even be you. It's not even your fault, but your entire class is dirty, you know. you guys are going to be like punished. So
not even that.
So my class,
if the teacher that is in charge of taking this course for the basic class and same class, if you hit your class,
yeah,
you're going to give you that. They flood you over to live.
So listen, so I just one class literally got it every single week. And Mr. Whiskey, like our principal, you know, flogged us for how many times? He's like, okay, how many people are in your class? And we're like, oh, like 30 something. I'll flog people half of that. So each person was collecting 15 strokes of the cane. You know? So like the girls will after I finished flogging on the boys, you know. So after I finished flogging on the girls, he flogged us on our hands. So the boys, you know, were coming and then they brought their hands, they're like, why are you bringing my hand? Come on. Turn your bum bum, Jerry.
Yeah.
This guy is calling Jimmy. Whenever you flog this boy, he runs and comes back. Like, he runs the whole marathon, come back. We used to flog him again, and we flog when he runs again. It was so funny. Like, and the thing was that in secondary school, right, if they can flog you, you will not, like, Mara, like, put,
yes,
like,
that means, Mara.
Like, cry. Yeah, like, you mean, like, you will not feel it. You mean, you're a G.
Yes. If they flog you in front of school, everybody just like, would this person, Mara?
I actually chest came very well. Then later, I'll go to my host and I'm going to start crying there.
Yeah. Oh, God. It was not painful for no reason.
It was painful, but I'm going
to hold this thing. Every time you, like, came outside, right, in the morning, and then you saw a principal standing in front of a tree, like, about to flog kids. You know that he's about to flog somebody on assembly ground, man. And they also flog you for the stupidest shit too.
I'm coming late to school.
Yes.
You know I came late to school.
Oh God.
Like, why was that late coming a problem? No. To be honest. Because like
that's learned punctuality in real life.
We're not driving to school. Listen. Some people cannot afford school bus money. Not so much. Literally isn't that our parents are biking?
No, right. That a school in Canada, right? I can't even go to class early. Like it's very abnormal for me. Like I had to like stop at Morton's first for so much because before I go to my classmate. Because coming to class early is I don't know. I don't feel like it. But in Nigeria.
No, stop at Tim Hortons in Nigeria now.
Stop at my mommy in Nigeria.
Don't look at you, tell go and stand outside. Or do,
let's also talk about the food, guys. The food.
The food.
Boarding school food.
Boarding school food.
Food poisoning? Is that what you're trying to talk about right now?
It was a hit or miss for us sometimes.
Depends on the day, sir.
In summer, the first secondary school I went to, the food was so good. Oh my God. The menu was sexy. We used to eat 5 times a day. So we have breakfast, snacks, lunch, dinner, and nightcap. But the thing is that we're still using it anyhow because of the suffer. The food was good. They give us donuts, they give us fish. Friday was my favorite day. Breakfast, Indomie, snacks, donut and juice. No, donut and zobo. Then for lunch, we eat rice with feather fish, chicken, and meat.
Huh?
And then for dinner, let's look forward to dinner. This day was porridge. The porridge, we're eating it within treasure hunt because if you're lucky, you find some kind of condiment, you know, fish, meat. Then that's called Friday burger.
Oh, how is this sound? It's sounding so.
Oh my Lord. It was like.
That was the only thing I love about that school, bro. Their food was always on point. Always, bro. The food was so good.
We enjoyed life.
But then the thing is that they have to make the food on point because the school was expensive and they didn't allow provisions.
Contraband.
We're not allowed to keep provision, so they had to make us feel good in the food aspect. And it was divine mercy, trash.
Oh, God.
Even ordinary semo, they cannot do.
Jesus.
Let me tell you.
We're not let in the school because it was boarding and day together. So the boarding house wasn't that big, and they were not that plenty. So you'd expect that they'd be making good food.
Let me tell you something. My sister.
Yeah.
At the point, right, I was going 2-3 days without eating. you know. So people, the people notice, like, I'll collect my food and then I'll give it to somebody else. So I feel like one thing you'll notice, I went to go and report it to my sister. I think my sister's best friend noticed. Went to go and report to my sister that Roberta does not eat. Like, I literally see her give her food every year and everything. So at the point, my seats in the dining got changed. Because, like, you know, there's so many seats in dining. My sister epidemic in Madron that I don't eat, so my seat in dining got changed, and I literally have to stand in front of the line to collect my food, and then I have to go and sit when my sister or somebody, if my sister wasn't there, could watch me to eat the food. You know why I stopped eating? Because, like, the first time I found hair in my food, and I showed, like, I showed Senior Bimpe, and Senior Bimpe was my sister's best friend. Like, if my sister wasn't there, it would be Senior Bimpe I'll go talk to, right? Mm-hmm. So I showed her, I was like, this is just, like, eat around it. So this thing I can do, you know. And another thing, I found cockroach in my teeth. Jesus. Like, I'm not even kidding you, not. I kid you not. Like, that's another thing that stopped me from eating. And then the third one, the one that made me say, you know what, I'd rather starve altogether, was when they sent JS Mons to go and clean the kitchen.
Hey!
That they cook the food.
That's a no-go area.
There was
area,
nothing I did not find there.
I from swear. From
pads.
Oh, no.
To like dirty pots, like these pots, as you are seeing them, let me tell you how I know that this pot has not been washed for days. Flies everywhere, the place was just so unkept.
You know,
here in Canada, if you're this thing is slightly off, they shut down your restaurant. So imagine going to somebody somewhere like that, you know, like at a point, and you know what you put into your body, like has like it affects your skin, it affects everything. So my skin. Like in boarding school, oh my gosh, like I thought acne was a problem for me, but like I didn't even know that my skin was clear, my skin could be clear, it was very bad. And then after going to the nurse, I didn't even know that the cream that she was giving me safe didn't even seem to be working. I don't even know what she was giving me today, you know. It was terrible, the food was terrible, the self-care, the care, you know, the nurses, it didn't seem that they knew what they were doing at some point, something, you know? So it was like, didn't make any sense.
Guy, if you look at pictures of me when I was in secondary school and pictures of me now, bro.
The difference is clear.
Contrast. Guy, it's like black and white.
No, but I feel like when I came to Canada, I lost way more weight than I did in boarding school. But I lost weight a lot in boarding school too.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, we all did.
We were literally, I don't know.
All
like,
the schools I Vancouver. Entered boarding school with, once I was coming out, you know, I was like 3 sizes smaller.
Mm-mm. No, wow.
And do this thing.
I don't know whether it's the trauma, the heat. It's
everything. The heat is walking up and down. It's not being at home. You know, it's stress.
The first time that I entered, you know, during siesta, like I don't even sleep, you know, I don't feel tired. But then, as this thing progressed, like it became harder to wake up. And then during siesta, I would actually sleep, you know, like especially during that exam time. I remember there was a time that I woke up, you know, like I was supposed to wake up to go and read in the afternoon. And let me tell you, I walked into a wall and I hit my head. So, like, I had like this really huge bump on my head, you know.
Yeah.
So I went to my sister and I told my sister, listen, Precious, I hit my head. And she's like, I didn't notice she heard me. So she was just like, sorry. You know?
And then, kidding. But one day I saw her head was swollen. I was like, what is wrong with your head? She's like, I told the reality that I hit my head. I was like, no, you didn't. It's not me at all.
I literally walked into a wall, bro, because I was not sleep. Like, I didn't, like, I was so sleep deprived, you know?
My God.
It sounds crazy.
Plus, falling asleep again is a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Already sleep. Sleep is essential.
Only God knows for you, man. You can literally make yourself sleep.
But I make myself sleep.
I can't do that. Like, once I start thinking, oh, I have to sleep, that's where I've lost. I've lost because I'm not going to sleep at all. That's scary. Anyway, Sha, it's good that we're talking about things like this, you know? Do you guys have any advice for people that are listening?
Sleep.
Bam.
No, but like, actually do your best to sleep, because exactly. Depriving yourself of sleep is not great. It's not the best.
At the point, it's not even okay, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you just get awake steady. Like, because, you know, I even thought, when Nigerian schools, like, it's just so much harder. And it makes it so much harder for no reason. You know, sometimes you'll be coming home with, like, 11 different homeworks from the same teacher.
Yes. Ah! Copying notes.
That's word right there, bro. You have to make sure your notes are up to date.
You have to make sure your notes are copy the notes. They'll copy notes from the textbook, but when you go and copy the notes from the textbook before they even write on the board, it's a big problem. Why are you copying notes from the textbook? I'm changing from this.
So my teacher has never wrote on the board. At the beginning of the semester, they'll give their notes, all the notes they're written for the semester. To so one student. Student write it and then they'll start circulating books around the whole set. Oh my god. So you have to book. You have to say, I'm after this person. So you write it, because if you don't write the notes before the teacher starts coming to class for a certain topic,
you'll just be there looking like a movie.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, guys, you guys have heard. Take sleep seriously, because low key, if you are doing all-nighter, there's no way you will not pass out in the middle of the afternoon. Just don't deceive yourself.
That's true.
Actually sleep, you know? Drink especially water. Eat good food, my guy.
People that are anemic, people that have, like, low blood pressure. Because let me tell you, like, speaking from experience, I didn't even know that there was something wrong with me after I went to the doctor, you know? I remember going to, like, gym class. And it started like last year. I didn't even know. Like, I'll go to gym class and then I'll run one lap, be doing as if I want to die. Almost collapsing on the floor. I'm thinking that it's normal. Like, maybe it's just my metabolism that is slow. Ended up going to the doctor and realizing that, there's a whole bunch of shit wrong.
Oh my god.
There's a whole bunch of things wrong, you know? Like, guys, like sleeping, drinking water, and, you know, eating like meat, like anything that has to be iron. is very important. It's very and it shouldn't be underestimated.
Yeah.
Anyway, shall be tense, man. So this was fun. It was nice, you know, introducing y'all, getting to know y'all. Do you wanna
happen to this podcast? People are going to hear it.
Yeah. What did you think was gonna happen?
Damn, bro. I thought it was a private conversation, but this is not my
English. Oh, God. But, Sina, what? What did you talk just now?
Taxi on your life, you know?
Anyway, I also make an Instagram for us, so there's no page to follow right now, but, you know, you guys can always follow us on the what's it called? Anchor. Anywhere you wanna follow us, like us, Spotify Day too. You can always share us with your friends if you wanna, you know, continue listening. If you guys related to anything, we know most of the Nigerian kids out there. We know you relate, bro. We know this, you know the struggles. But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Do you guys wanna say anything?
Yes, it was fun. This was fun.
Don't worry.
Peace out.
Rona?
Have a good night.
Is Rona calling?
I beg, don't pick up that call. Hang up. Hang up. Quit. You're not at home. You love the country.
No, we don't like Rona.
At all.
Rona isn't for us, man. But yeah, thanks for coming on here, you guys. It was fun talking to you guys, you know?
It was fun being here. Thank you for having us.
I know, I'm amazing. You know, you can't help but talk to me. Anyway.
Ooh, this potato. But you're a cute one, you know? Yes, sweet. My sweet potato.
She not rate me again, though. Anyway, bye, guys.
Bye.
See you in the next episode.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yalla.
Okay. Okay, guys, that was the end of Girl Time. I don't know if there's gonna be another season of Girl Time. Maybe, maybe not. You never know. Yeah, if you listened and you made it this far, clap for yourself. Clap for yourself. You did good. You can always share with anyone you want to share with. You know, friends, fam. If you found it funny. And we do have an Instagram now. Go follow us. Search up Amebo Business Center and you will find us. Okay. Yeah, thank you for listening and I'll see you in the next episode. As always, my name is Tina, also known as Omo, whichever you want to call me. Bye. You can hit us up on Instagram if you want to, you know, ask any questions. All right, that's it. Peace.